that's one of the things we want to do, to get all these cell phones off now. Turn every last one of them, just turn them off. In this day and age, why don't y'all come on up a couple rows? Let's do the first three rows in the center. Amen. Sister Kristen. This is real easy. It says, Jesus gave me something to shout about. When he washed me, cleansed me, turned me inside out. Now there's joy down in my soul. Since his blood has made me whole, Jesus gave me something to shout about. Jesus gave me something to shout about. When he washed me, cleansed me. When he washed me, cleansed me, turned me inside out. It says, now there's joy down in my soul, since his blood has made me whole. Jesus gave me something to shout about him. Say, now there's joy down in my soul. Let me hear you say it. Since his blood has made me whole, Jesus gave me something to shout about. Let's try it. 1, 2, 3. Jesus gave me something to shout about. When he washed me, cleansed me, turned me inside out. Now there's joy out in my soul. Since his blood has made me whole, Jesus gave me something to shout about. Jesus gave me something to shout about. When he washed me, cleansed me, turned me inside out. When he washed me, cleansed me, turned me inside out. Now there's joy down in my soul. Since his blood has made me whole, Jesus gave me something to shout about. Say it again. Jesus gave me something to shout about. When he washed me, cleansed me, turned me inside out. Hallelujah. Sister, cut that yelling out now. I'm serious. You better cut it out. Don't let me come up off this keyboard. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart. It's down in my heart.
Lord, forever is true shall reign.
exalted. The King is exalted. The King is exalted. He is exalted. The King is exalted on high. He is exalted. The King is exalted. Don't want to think about nothing but you, Lord. Nothing gonna take your place. You are exalted. You are great. You are great. Focus on Jesus.
Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner? Make it ever true. change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God.
Up, we're just going to take an offering, and I had this scripture pop up in my spirit, and it's kind of a rough one, but ultimately it should be an encouragement to you, because sometimes we come to church and we can look around and take things lightly, but the parable came to mind when Jesus was talking about the men with the talents. Remember that parable? One had 10, one had 5. And the one who had one talent hid it because he was afraid. He was afraid that he couldn't do anything with it. He knew that his master was a hard man, reaping where he did not sow. And of course, the master in that parable is God. And of course, he was punished for being wicked because he hid the one talent that he had. And some of us feel like we're just one talent people, and that talent is money. It's talking about money. We just have a little bit to give. What can we do for God with just what we have? We can't let somebody else do it. Let somebody else with the big bucks do it. What can I do with what I have? But to hide what you have out of fear is wickedness. Because whatever God has given you, and it is something, He expects a return on that. God means business. Wherever you're at tonight, God means business. And He wants you to get out in faith and use what He's blessed you with. Why? Because He wants to bless you. So if that parable were so important that it was in the Bible about a man with one talent, and what he did, I think God wants to get a message through to you that it doesn't matter what you have today. Step out in faith and use it for the glory of God. And God will increase it. Amen? Hallelujah. This is an offering time. If you're giving by cash and you'd like an offering envelope, I have some. Raise your hand if you'd like one. There you go, Brother Mike. Can you hand one for me too? Anybody else? Praise God. Jesus. Hallelujah. When you have your offering ready, just lift it to God. Begin to praise God with it. He's so wonderful. The little things are important to God. The devil would like you to wait forever and ever until you get all your ducks in a row so you can really impress God. But the little things are important to God. What you do today, today is the day of salvation. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Today is the day. Whatever you've got, you can bless the heart of God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We just bless you tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, for blessing us. We don't complain about what we have. We thank you, Father, that you've given us what we do have. And Lord, that it's your desire to give us even more. You're just allowing us to step out in faith in obedience to your word. I thank you, Father, you are giving us much as we are faithful with what we've got. We honor you, Father, with the first fruits. And we bless you tonight. And Lord, I pray your supernatural blessing be upon every person in this room tonight. Whatever their financial need, I thank you that it's met by your power in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, you can bring your offering.
You. loving that much. Tell me every day I seek your face.
Every day I seek your face. Bathe myself in your sweet grace. I need your strength, come wash over me. Father, I need you to pick me up. Heal me with your gentle touch. Lord, I need your love.
God is in control. Tell somebody else, God, and He's going to help you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory to God.
Well, y'all can be seated. How many of y'all want to be religious tonight? Anybody want to? Y'all are kind of quiet here, but it's all right anyhow. Somebody say amen. How many of you want to be? Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Strange things happen, don't they? How many say, I want to be just like the Bible days. I want to be just like the Bible days and see the same things that they saw back then and do the same things that they did. And I tell you what, if you just be real, amen. Just let things be. Find out who you are. What you are, what you're called to do, amen. And put all your trust in Jesus and put all your trust in God, amen. And play absolutely no games. You know what? You'll see the things that Jesus saw. He'll say, we saw some strange things tonight. What did we see tonight? I can't believe pastored and yelled in the platform and told somebody to be quiet. Well, you know what? They did the same thing in the Bible. When people were oppressed, amen, they were going about to be delivered, amen. There were times when Jesus said he permitted them not to say a what? A word. Also, there was a time when Paul was walking through, or Peter was walking through a city, and there was a person that was under, that was oppressed at the time. Somebody say amen. And you know what? That person followed around the ministry and just walked into ministry. You know, it wasn't the individual. You know, people are just oppressed, but Jesus is here. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
To set the captives free. That's all I want to see is the captive set free and not play any game about it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you just, somebody say, do you got to change schedule to do it? Absolutely not. Do you got to go out of your way to do it? Absolutely not. Somebody say, he has it all put together. If Jesus is there, the captive will be set free.
Amen.
And, you know, as they were walking through, that person said, I know you, I know you, you're this, you're this. Notice that that person walking behind them says, you are this, you are this. They were trying to tell that person that was under the oppressed was just calling out in the meeting and say, I know who you are. Somebody say hallelujah. Learn something. Pick it up. And then finally, somebody say hallelujah. See, we got to be more concerned about getting captives free than we are about saving face. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Glory to God. And we'll see great and mighty, wonderful things done. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Give God praise. Just lift up holy hands right where you are. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a good God, isn't he? He's a wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let us just go there. Open your Bible to the book of Acts. And we'll tell you shortly where I want you to go. But we're going to move just a little bit. Go to Acts chapter 16. Verse 16. And it came to pass, as he went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried. Some say, and everybody say, and cried. Everybody say that. Say it again, cried. So you have to grow, we have to grow up as believers. So say, you know a tree by the fruit it bears. And you can just catch things. See, and as you got the anointing of the Holy Ghost growing and different things coming, there's a shout that's of God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Then you know the difference. There's a dance that's of God, and you know the difference. There's a song that's of God. And really, if you're saved, you need to be able to discern the difference, or you'll be what? Just as messed up? Mm-hmm. Somebody say discernment. You know, Brother Osteen said one thing. He said, listen, true maturity, when person comes to true maturity, is how many of you want to grow up as Christians? How many of you want to just walk around in circles and just be like everybody else? Or do you want to grow up and be effective? Brother Osteen said, a sign of true maturity is being able to discern good from evil. And I'm not just talking about bad from good, people. Somebody say good from evil. That means on track, off track. Somebody say hallelujah. You see, you know, there are a lot of things. You know, if it's not God for you, amen, only God can give you good things. And you got to know the will of God, or you're going to get off track for what God has for your life and miss it. And you got to have the ability, somebody say amen, to discern good from evil. Sometimes when things come to us, we don't like it when things hit us hard. We don't like it when we get confronted. The Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, what does he do? He corrects it. He gets, you know, he didn't have, you don't have to go tiptoeing around toodles with God. And God's not going to, if he knows you, he loves you, he depends on you, and he trusts you, amen? You know, when he's real serious about you, when God is serious about you, or when people see that you can take it, amen, they're going to give you what you need so you can get to the next level. Instead of give you a pacifier and leave you in the playpen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So we have got to grow up. You know what? Because if you were, I mean, the devil is a trip. He will trick you. If you're not, you know, now there's some things you can tell is the devil is going to come in with horns on his head. Hey, you know that's the devil, amen. Those are the easy ones. You know, when you see different things, you certainly, those are the easy ones. The ones that do that, those are really easy. But you got to also learn to discern evil if it deters you from what God has in your heart to do. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The devil wasn't real mean when he was in the wilderness, was he? No. He was not mean in the wilderness. He didn't say a mean thing. The devil had Jesus out there in the wilderness going through all those other things. He was not mean. He said, the only thing he tried to do that was kind of crazy, he said, jump off this thing. He said, jump off. You know, he said, but the angels will be there to pick you up. Now, some of us would have been whined and dined, get whined and dined by the devil, and we think that we all had. Amen. We get all these opportunities, all these things, you know. Somebody say, just whined and dined by the devil. We have to learn, amen, to stay on path, on track with God. Amen. You've got to learn to know the voice of God for yourself and hold to it. And stick to it, even though it may get difficult. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Even though things might get wacky, even though things might get strange, somebody say, hold on.
Hold on.
That's right. And it will be all right. Now, right here in Acts chapter 16, verse 16, see, we're about ready. See, you can tell when things are about to happen. See, we've been here before. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, new level, new devils. Every new level, new devil. Somebody say, hallelujah. Who say glory to God? It's biblical. What do you expect? Now, Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass as he went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these are the servants of the Most High God, which showeth unto us the way of salvation. Now, isn't that a nice statement? Now, somebody say, what's wrong with that? They were saying good stuff. They were saying all the right stuff. Better than what some of the other people call you, Paul. Somebody say, hallelujah. I mean, she's saying good stuff. She's not calling you evil things. She's saying the right thing. She just following around and said, these are the men that have that know the ways of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, no. So you better get some discernment about you and grow up because God's about to do some great things. And you're going to sit up there and get religious. Amen. You're going to miss it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So, that person was sitting out there, amen, which showeth us the way of salvation. Now, you're going to get all kinds of stuff to come in, but you better know on the inside. Somebody say, how? Somebody say, the Bible says, give absolutely no place. Somebody say, hallelujah. Give no place. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Even for the sake of looking good. Somebody say, don't give place. Even for the sake of trying to keep it cool and keep it smooth. Well, forget that. You keep it cool and keep it smooth. I'm going to keep it with God. Amen. Give absolutely. Somebody say, amen. No place. See the devil. Amen.
Amen.
And this she did many days. But Paul, somebody say, but Paul, being what? Grieved and troubled. See, you got to learn to discern stuff. See, you caught all kind of stuff. And you got to learn to follow your heart. I'm glad that people are growing up a little bit, and you can understand the people that we got out there know how to hear God. They should know how to hear God. Amen. And pick stuff up and say, "Hey, something doesn't." Some say it doesn't feel right. Some say, on the inside. So you got to learn how to hear God for yourself. You can use all the scriptures you want to claim all the stuff. Amen. But there's got to be an unction on the inside for you to know that's right. Somebody say, if it's the Holy Ghost, somebody say, amen, it's not going to grieve a meeting. It's going to take the meeting to the next level. Somebody say, hallelujah. If God is in it, amen, it's not going to depress. Somebody say, the Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit. Inspiration. Well, if the Holy Ghost is in it, he is going to inspire. And if you find out that things are you not being inspired, sometimes you can be corrected and rebuked, and yet in the middle of that rebuke, feel inspired. I mean, I just got my booty chewed off, amen, but I still feel that I can go on another step, amen?
Amen.
You can discern God in that. Now listen, so Paul, somebody say Paul, being grieved. Somebody grieve. Everybody say grieve. Somebody say vax. So you got to learn. Somebody, how many of you want to have Holy Ghost church? Church where the Spirit of God moved. See, if Paul was Greek, that means who else would Greek? Somebody say the Holy Ghost. See, so often we're so concerned about not offending the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. Not offending you, me, or anybody else. Amen. That we offend God. Somebody say hallelujah. Excuse me, this is his song. Get out of the way. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Are we picking up anything? Are we helping you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Right there in the Word. Where's your scripture? Hallelujah. Now, did many days, but Paul being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he, someone say he, came out that same hour. And when her master saw that their hope of gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas. Some say, don't take stake. When you have stake in devils, you got a problem. See, there are a lot of people that don't get deliverance, amen, because they have stake in it. It profits them. It might not give them any money, but it'll give them a lot of attention. Somebody say hallelujah. It might not give money, but it gives them a reason not to be able to be functional. Somebody say praise the Lord. See, the devil will trip you out. The devil will get you, but he'll always offer you stuff, you know, to get you hooked. You're not going to just get on drugs. There's nothing else to do. Amen. For that little bit of high, the devil's going to sell it to you because you're going to get a little something out of it. And in the case of most demonic oppression, demons will come in there because he'll sell a little bit of thing that you can get out of. Release of pressure for the moment. Somebody say hallelujah. But you can't yield to that. Somebody say amen. And you got to be willing. Somebody say hallelujah. To be free. I had people get mad because we didn't acknowledge how big their devils were. Oh, you know, and sometimes you just don't even want to pray for them. Amen. Because they don't want to be healed. They just want to show off their devils like they were in a new fur coat. Oh, no, this one keeps me up all night long. Well, so? That's supposed to make me cry? Well, this one's got me shaking the bed. So? Some say, same devil. You know what? There's no difference in the devil, whether it's a common cold, amen, or one that can make the chair spin around this room. Somebody say hallelujah. God is the one that moves us. Amen.
God.
And the moment that you think, oh, we got a rough one here, you ain't got nothing. Because the smart one shut up. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. The Bible says you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Somebody say hallelujah. And you got to have faith when it comes in the area of deliverance. Amen. Faith is not based on how powerful or how strong you are. Doesn't have anything to do with that. Amen. The minute you start to think that way, oh, I hope I'm prayed up enough, you might don't even pray. Don't even stretch your hands out. Don't even get involved with it. You know why? Because you're out of faith. Because you're thinking it's all based on you. Amen. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible that said, this kind cometh not out by prayer and fasting. Amen. Well, Lord, goodness have mercy. Y'all been in church for the last how long? Somebody say amen. Praying every morning. So you prayed up. Somebody say amen. Praying in the morning, what you think you've been praying for? So that you'd be ready when God wants you to do something. I remember Brother Jerry Savelle gave a testimony. Anybody remember Jerry Savelle's testimony? Brother Jerry Savelle was to the point, and he was working with Brother Kenneth Copeland. Brother Kenneth Copeland had Jerry Savelle ministering with him. Somebody say amen. And there was a spirit or someone that was severely oppressed in the meeting carrying on. Brother Jerry tells that, I mean, just carrying on. And Jerry said, I wonder what Brother Copeland's going to do about this. How's he going to handle this? I know, bro, how he going to handle this? We're going to see something now. Brother Copeland stopped right in the mess and said, Jerry, take that devil and go in the closet with it and cast it out. Somebody say, praise the Lord. People, that's how easy it is. Somebody say, hallelujah. Now, if you can't cast out of the individual, cast the individual out of the church. Because there's no such thing as a devil that won't go. And I will never, somebody say hallelujah. If a devil doesn't budge, it's because the individual won't let it go. Because all authority is given to the believer. And see, it's based on how much faith you have in the Word of God. You don't have to scream, you don't have to spit, you don't have to stay up all night long, go through all that mess. Amen. That's all unbelief and it's all doubt, and it's nowhere in Scripture. Well, Jesus was up with that devil all night long. No, they turned around and said, come out. Somebody say hallelujah. There was another time when Paul passed by the fig tree, and for that fig tree wasn't behaving itself the way it needed to be, right? Was not producing the fruit that he wanted. Jesus saw that it was not producing the fruit that he wanted to get out of that tree. He said, I curse this fig tree right now. He did not turn around to make sure the thing withered. He kept going. And as soon as he spoke it, amen, that fig tree stayed exactly the way it was. Somebody say hallelujah. But the next day they went back. What happened? That thing was withered away. Somebody say hallelujah. See, how many are glad about that? Because the devil will get you so off track and get you so confused and off course from what you're supposed to be doing. Somebody say hallelujah. He told you to preach the gospel and set the captives free. Somebody say, and he delivered and healed them with a word. If you're not careful, there are specific spirits. You can be oppressed with a spirit and not even have it yourself. How can you get oppressed with a spirit and not have it yourself? Being wrapped up with something. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, oh. You know, you can't go about your ministry because you're worrying about somebody. That person just is free with that devil. Amen. And you're the one all wigged out and out of shape. Somebody say glory to God. You better learn. Somebody say, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. You're not the first time I've seen it. It's before. And there are whole churches that are based around nothing but that. Demon under the doorknob. Demon under the carpet. Demon behind the mirror. Demon under the toilet. Amen. Demon in the worship team. Well, this week, demon was on the pastor. No, the pastor's wife had it this time. Amen. Special ministries of talking to the demons and telling everybody what the demon said. Amen. So they can get an inside track on what the devil said, when the devil's a liar anyhow. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going up to higher places. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
You're going up to higher places too. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And somebody say, the word will do good in and of itself. Now, there are certain things that will happen when people are. Somebody say, if you want to be free, you can be free. Somebody say, it's on you. And I ain't wasting no ministry staff. Amen. Amen. Pray the prayer of faith and teach the word of God. Amen. And let the word of God do the work. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've seen deliverances where you've gone through things. One of the most powerful guys, I want God to wish he would come here and help us with the youth or something like that. Mark Davison had a very strong demonic oppression on him. I'm just about done. How many of you glad about this teaching tonight? Amen. I feel like we're in school. Hallelujah. I love you, dear. You're doing good. Amen. Now, Mark Davidson had a devil. Amen. And we had a thing to where, you know, we just went through the things and we do the thing where you set him down in the chair and you call that thing out. But you know how you could tell he had a devil? That devil came out and he was never the same again. Never the same again. Somebody say hallelujah. Never the same again. I've seen people so demonically oppressed. Somebody say amen. I'm not talking about the noise. Screaming, anybody can roll and scream. You get a good little band going on and you can go to a rave concert, amen, and catch that, amen. You can roll down the stairs. Amen. You can fall, slip and fall down the stairs and roll down the stairs. Does that mean you got a devil? No. Somebody say hallelujah. But I've seen devils. I don't know whether you were ever not. Amen. It's not in the noise, not how much they can cuss. Amen. You catch somebody, want some of us on a bad day. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the truth. That don't mean nothing. But I was sitting in a room one time, and the person came to me, and I was sitting at the church in Shreveport. This is a true story. And the guy was sitting on the front row of the church, and he wanted to talk to me. Amen. Because he had gone to the Friday night meeting, and, you know, and he just said he was having problems. I said, what are you talking about, these problems? So I was all by myself because, you know, we had interim pastor. How many of y'all know what that's all about? It's like what you do, Brother Tizo, you know, around here. Y'all just here, and, you know, nobody else was there. Just about, and I had a lot of responsibility and doing different things. And all of a sudden, this young guy comes in and sits on the front row. And all of a sudden, the guy started talking to me and telling me all this other stuff. And all of a sudden, it was like a light came through the building. Amen. And then the day started to change and had glass all around the building. And it was like a cloud. You could see like a shadow. Everybody's seen the shadow. You know, shadows come. You know? Then all of a sudden, the shadow just came through the building, and it was normal. And I'm just thinking, I might be tripping a little bit, but not really. No, I'm really, you know, because you can always, when somebody says something, you can expect it. Did you hear that? No, you know. And all of a sudden, the shadow got on this guy's face and landed right smack on the center of this guy's face. And the shadow had little things like that that made it look like little horns. I'm sitting there looking at the guy. You know, and the guy had this, and I'm saying, no, I'm just going to wait and see what happens and see if this is really that real quick. Somebody say the shadow. He couldn't see the shadow. I could see the shadow sitting on this guy's face and say, this ain't nothing either. You know, I could be tripping a little bit. You know, just someone say amen, because you think your mind will play games with you. Until all of a sudden that boy changed his, he moved his head. And when he moved his head into the light. And if you go into the light, that means that shadow's going to go away. He was in the light. That shadow was stuck smack on his head, right smack in the light. That shadow did not move. That shadow was plastered to his face. No matter where he turned, you know. And I said, well, you know what, Brother Matt? You ever considered you might have a devil? So we called, amen, one of the most powerful deliverance ministers I've ever seen, Paula Kilpatrick. We told Sister AJ, called Sister AJ, said, I think we got a devil over here. We got a shadow that won't get off this guy's face. You know, I got a couple meetings to go through today. We got to get this thing out. Oh, Lord, what are we going to do here? So we called. By the way, I grew up with a couple devils. My sister had one. Amen. She had one of them fighting devils. Amen. You know, I was going to the coaching church 10, 11, 12 years old, beat up by the devil every day. Amen. Beat up by the devil every day. And God let the devil beat me up until I learned who I was in him. Amen. Until I got strong to the point where saying, the devil ain't kicking my butt anymore. I stretched out my hand, prayed for that devil. She went out under the power of the Holy Ghost, and I've never had a problem with her since. My mother's pastor was about as big as Dean, or a little bit bigger, a little bit more muscular. Before he was a minister, he was he worked for the police department, so he was a big old guy, you know, sign, you know, doing that. And he went to pray for her. You know, she was out there carrying on one time. He went to pray for her. Boy, she beat him up one side of that front yard to the other side. You know, beat the man, broke his watch, and stomped him. He was out in the front yard, and we had problems because he didn't believe in being baptized in the Holy Ghost at the time. I said, if you had the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't have been beat so bad. So she beat him. But that one time, you know what? I said, in the name of Jesus, stop it. She fell out under the power of the Holy Ghost. You know? And some of you are my witness. I don't know whether you've seen it or not. She used to carry on. You know, she didn't get her complete deliverance. She's finally getting out of it right now. But she'd been carrying on so bad. You know, she was the fighting kind of. Everybody would be afraid of her. She'd tear the house up. And nobody could handle it. I mean, when the police would come to pick her and drag her out of that house, it'd take four or five of them to drag her little skinny behinds out there. Amen? Four or five of them to drag her out of the house. That's how, you know, you've seen that stuff. It's true. They do carry on like that. But you know what? After she found out I had the Holy Ghost and she went out there, amen, I just look in that direction. You know what? She'd sit down and be quiet because she knew that God, somebody say hallelujah, had authority. So all of a sudden we got out. We were going back to Shreveport. This guy, Matt, we called Paula Kilpatrick in. I had another friend It was me there who was a medical doctor. Dr. Bryce. Did you meet Dr. Bryce? When we were in Shreveport, Lydia's husband. Did you ever meet him? Well, Dr. Bryce got called. He was an elder in the church. He was also a medical doctor. So we called Dr. Bryce. It was me and Dr. Bryce and Paula Kilpatrick, this woman. Rex, you did one thing, and I said, this man could do deliverance. I like it because you remind me of Paula Kilpatrick one time. So we were up there praying, and all of a sudden, they were praying. They had Matt right there, and we were praying for Matt. She said, now, y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pray. And she started praying. And as she prayed, he would do the typical stuff that, you know, anybody can do. You know, all the stuff like he had seen the movie. Amen. And all of a sudden, you think, well, you go through these things in your head. You say, well, anybody can do that. It's just psychological stuff. Until this guy's neck began to swell. His neck swole out, got about as swollen. And Dr. Bryce is my witness, got about this big. She's praying for this guy, and this guy's neck got about this big. Amen. And stuck there. And as she's praying for this guy, I say, you come out in the name of Jesus. She's saying, you come out in the name of Jesus. And me and Dr. Bryce we're looking at each other. This woman's praying. We're just looking, you know, and we believe faith. I'd been to Bible school and gone through certain things, you know, and dealt with my sister, but never seen it to that degree. Then all of a sudden, this thing, it was that big. You could see from his neck, it would be white at the top and then red, like somebody was pouring water in, and you could see the line of the water gauge where this demon was by the neck. You know, so it would be like all of a sudden it would be red here and white at the top and red down the bottom. And it would come right about rare, and then it would go right back down. She said, oh, no, you don't. You come up. Then the red would come back up and go down. We were sitting up here looking at the red and the white to find out where the thing was. I said, boy, we had to take a break, had to go into session. I'm saying, man, this is The Exorcist. You know, what's going on in here? And you know what? Finally got that thing. You know, we prayed, went through all the scriptures, did all this stuff, did the oil. Didn't say anoint the devil. Can't anoint the devil and expect it to come out. Somebody say amen. You're not frying chicken. You anoint priests and holy things, not devils. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say in the Bible, there's Satan. Anoint him with oil. Crown his head with oil. Amen. So put your oil up. Amen. You know what got that devil out? We were sitting there going through all the time. Then all of a sudden, Paula Kilpatrick, we were going and going. And she said, look, I've got to go shopping or something. And she said, I'm not going to be up here all day with you. She grabbed that sucker by his shirt and said, listen, I'm tired of messing with you. You come out of here right now because I'm not going to be sitting up here playing games with you. Demon was out right away. Just left. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. One time, Shreveport, we had a mighty revival. There was an awesome deliverance service that took place one night. And there was about 70 people at the front, call for deliverance. It was amazing. That many people responded. Anybody got a devil, get up here right now in Jesus' name. I don't care what it is. You get up here. And you can tell it was revival. You would not believe these young people were coming up there and getting delivered. Not afraid to say it. We had to get the mic out because at first, what is God doing? What do you want to be delivered of? And it started out with a little trite stuff. You know, these are kids with all their friends there. And it started to get real rough. I'm a homosexual. I'm all this other stuff. You know, stuff that could be really bizarre. You know, so we had to take these. They were playing hardball. You hear what I'm saying? They didn't care what people thought. And, you know, so we were getting there and people were getting delivered. And then all of a sudden we came to one guy. And he was up there going his crying, bit and all this other stuff. And I went to pray for him. And God said, don't pray for him. That's not a devil. That's just him. Most of the devils, you know, you got to discern. Amen. A devil will come out. But if you got a human spirit, a stubborn human spirit, somebody say amen. Or just a rebellious spirit that wants to blame everything on the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. We have to be able to discern. Somebody say glory to God. The difference. Somebody say that's no devil. It might be just you. Stop it. How many of you glad you're here tonight? I love you people so much and everybody in here. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Love Jesus. Everybody's going to make it. Everybody's going to make it. Somebody say hallelujah. And if you'd like prayer tonight, we'd like to pray for you. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
How you doing, Sister Mel? Rough week? Come on, dear. Let us pray for you, precious. Can I pray for you? I love you. Somebody say hallelujah. So far. So far. Somebody say so far. So far. As I was up on the keyboard, I was just catching things that now is the time for us to break out of what we've been into before and go on and get free and go to the next level. Go on and get free and go to the next level. Go on and get free and go to the next level. Honey, you are free. Amen. Father, whatever's been tormenting, depressing, Father God, pressuring, causing her to worry about things that she doesn't need to worry about because you love her so much and you care about her, Father God. You love Mel, God, and everything's okay between you and her, Jesus. And you got all of her stuff taken care of. And any negative that's taking place, Father God, is just a lie from the pit of hell. You've always been her source, and you're the God that breathes in miracles. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would restore her confidence in you. Right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that any fear, anxiety, worry, pressure, stress, right now in the name of Jesus, we tell it to take its hands off of God's precious property. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So say, it's that simple. Yes, would you say it's that easy, isn't it? It's that easy. Some say, we hear God, and we're not going to allow anything to get on us. Don't allow stuff to get on you. Stay positive, stay happy, stay free, and stay patient. And God will work a miracle for you. Amen. Any other prayer requests? You need prayer tonight, dear? Are you okay? Hallelujah. Okay, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you want prayer for?
Deliverance, freedom.
Have you ever had prayer for deliverance before?
Yes, I have.
How many times?
Once.
What happened?
I was delivered.
Okay, so what happened?
I was delivered.
Okay, so you say you were delivered. So what happened? How did we get to where we are at this point?
God just took over my body. Just completely took over my mind. My heart, my soul.
How old are you?
31.
31 years old. Amen.
31, amen.
What do you believe you need deliverance from?
A deliverance from everything, from our perversions, so to speak. I mean, God is here to save us.
Do you believe? Okay, you believe.
I believe.
Amen. Thank you for holding on, even after tonight. Okay? Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Don't you go anywhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. You love, brother? You love and believe? Hallelujah. Glad you held on. That's faith. When you hear somebody come out that strong in church, instead of getting all offended and working up and walking out that door, amen, you held strong and trusted God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, it's the devil. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That oppresses us. And God wants our mind to be restored. And he wants us completely whole and completely satisfied. But you got to be willing to hold on. We can pray and the spirits lead. The spirits are easy. Spirits are easy. There's not a devil out there that does not have to, that is not commanded by God to do whatever we tell him to do. And if it's not doing what we tell them to do, it's not a devil. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. But if you want to go on with Jesus, that's the most important thing. If you don't have a mind to be obedient to God and to be submissive and obedient to learn the word and do all this other stuff, it's no good to even get delivered. Amen. Because you'd just be wasting your time. Amen.
Amen.
Deliverance and healing is the children's bread. So deliverance is, somebody say, it's for the believer. Amen. And if you're willing to be a consecrated believer and do whatever it takes to stay free, are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
you'll be free. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How you doing?
Fine.
Praise the Lord. What's your name, dear?
Kristen.
Kristen. That's a wonderful name.
That's like a Christian.
It is. That's
people
what it means.
People usually confuse it.
That's what it means. You are so precious.
Thank you.
You are so precious. How long have you been going through? Was it bipolar, whatever it is? What is it?
Bipolar disorder.
How long have you been, when did that diagnosis come? Somebody want to get some gum? Some tissue for the gum? For? Amen.
I'm assuming that I've been bipolar my whole life. I mean, but
when did you get diagnosed with it?
Maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, 3 or 4 years ago. And what medicine are you on now?
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't.
I was on Risperidol and Wellbutrin, but I've been off my meds now for a few days.
Okay. Been off your meds for a few days?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's okay. And you're doing pretty well off your medicine.
I'm doing fine.
You're doing pretty well off your medicine.
Yeah.
Amen. So, how'd you do in school?
I could have excelled, but I chose not to because, you know, I wanted to be a, you know, bad girl or whatever. I didn't.
Okay, you know. So what kind of girl do you want to be now?
I want to be a good girl. I want to be a girl for my Father. My Father who art in heaven.
Right. That's awesome. And even when you thought you were a bad girl, you weren't. Somebody lied to you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
He loves you so much. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Why don't you lift up your hands, Kristen? Is it Kristen?
Kristen.
Amen.
Christian.
Christian.
Whatever.
That's a good thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to every principality and power right now that oppresses Kristen right now, and I command it to take. Come out in the name of Jesus. Free. Right now, in Jesus' name. I command freedom right now in the name of Jesus. I command freedom right now in the name of Jesus. And I command total restoration and healing of this mind right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Healing of the mind. There's deliverance in the room right now. There's deliverance in the room right now. Some of you, some people are being set free right now. I demand healing of this mind right now in Jesus' name. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, you get restored immediately in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ha, 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 ha. Restoration right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Freedom. You foul, repulsive spirit from the pit of hell. In Jesus' name, you are released. Released in Jesus' name.
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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Peace.
Peace.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Peace.
Peace. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. And restoration of mind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
And I forbid you in the name of Jesus to ever yell again.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Because progression. Someone say progression.
Progression.
Progression makes it all right. Someone say glory to God.
Glory to God.
What do you say about all this, Brother Richard? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that spirit of rage and violence right now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Spirit of rage and violence right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave. I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. One by one in Jesus' name. And her ears are open to the word of God. And she will not hear the voice of the liar. And I call forth that spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. You don't even do your job good, devil. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be full of the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Receive the Spirit. Receive the Spirit. Receive the Spirit. Receive the Spirit. Yep. Receive the Spirit. 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 Receive the Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Receive the Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare by faith, she is going to make it. I declare right now by faith, she is going to make it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I declare right, yes. I declare right now by faith, she is going to make it. And I rebuke every religious individual for getting their business in God's business. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me a hug. Hallelujah. Give me a hug. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, I am.
I am.
Free.
Free.
Say, I am.
I am free.
Say, I am. Free.
Free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as you stay in there, as you stay, what we got to do, somebody say work. Progressive. As you come, you stay. Behave yourself and stay. Amen.
Amen.
Behave yourself and just stay. And you know what will happen? Through the process of time. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, through the process of time. See, you can, that spirit can be gone, but spirits can do things to your mind. They can program your mind and leave files and leave programs there, and it's going to take a long time to renew the mind. And the renewal of the mind what needs to take place right now, and that only comes from you hearing the Word. It's a long time through hearing the Word. The deliverance is the easiest part. Amen. That's the easiest part, because they have to go because they're commanded by God. But that mind will always be screwed up or messed up unless you allow the Word of God to renew you. Amen? You're doing better already, honey. Just allow the Word of God to renew you just with patience. Somebody say amen? How many of you are willing to walk with her and see that come to fruition? And I say not too much Word. Amen? Because sometimes you can overdo it, and you go get every CD and put them all in, you'll be really out there. Amen. Don't do that, because there's a religious spirit too that you have to watch out for. You don't have to press yourself beyond a thing. Just remember, a sentence is going to help you per week, and watch that progression if you hold on. How are you doing, brother? Hallelujah. You feeling good? You were praying. You're not feeling too good right now? Having problems? Come on. Hallelujah. I can tell. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you feel it when she was being prayed for? What was it? Amen. Felt like you were ready to get sick, huh?
I'm ready to let God take over.
Yes. Amen. Just have right now in the name of Jesus, freedom right now. And that guilt, oppression, condemnation, Satan, this man belongs to you. No, not Satan, to Jesus. Amen. This man belongs to you. This man belongs to you, Jesus. This man belongs to you, Jesus. Say, you're a liar. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, that's a tricky devil. Yes, it is. See how tricky he is? That's the lie right there. See? He'll even get us if we're not too careful. Amen? You belong to God. You belong to God. Even in your worst day, you belong to God. Even when you fall, you belong to God. Even when you're in the mud, you belong to God. Even when you're out of control, you belong to God. God loves you. You are His. Amen. He cares about you. Don't you ever believe the lie. God said you're going to make it and you're going to overcome. And anybody that would say anything contrary to that is a liar from the pit of hell, and Satan himself. The Bible says you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. And Jesus says you're already free. Already free. Already free. Celebrate. Every day a new day. And every day a step closer. Every day a step closer. Every day a step closer to His glory, to His power, to His anointing. Just receive the peace of God. Just receive His peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, Father, right now, I thank You that You love me
that you always love me, and you will never, ever let me go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you get prayed for in the area of deliverance, we're not in your body, so we don't know. Amen. We're not in your body, and we're not in your mind, so we don't really know. Amen. We just pray by faith. But if God's helping you out with things, you know, if you can sense something, amen, you have the responsibility to say, hey, I feel something or something's going on, amen, so that you can communicate with us. Even if you go to a doctor's office, they say, what is that doing? You know, you have to give them back a little bit of communication to help them. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Or you'll be stuck to where you only get your deliverance if God gives a prophetic word to somebody. Amen. When the prophetic word is actually the manifestation that you're experiencing. See? Hallelujah. Those indications, you know, and you have to say, I sense this real quick, so don't wait for the individual to have to get an audible word. Okay, God told me that you have this. You know, if there's a manifestation going on, that manifestation is there to bring indication that there might be a problem in a certain area and you need deliverance in that area. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. How are you doing, brother? You're doing good. Amen. Praise God. What do you say? Amen. You've been victorious over the power of the devil. What advice can you give? Yeah. Amen. Stand there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, people with renewal, see, it's easy to get up here and pray, but you don't have strong saints to help people. And saints that are smart enough not to get worn out. So we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saints to get worn out, because we won't be worn out. I refuse that. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be up all night long. You can be all night long talking to Jesus, but you don't need to be up all night long talking to devils. You better roll over and sleep well. Amen.
Amen.
Learn to unplug the phone. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Tell the truth and get there. See, because the devil he would seek the other side of demonic oppression is to wear out ministries. And the ministries feel guilty. Amen. Because they feel, I got to go through this, I got to go through that. No, you don't. No, you don't. I'm drunk, I'm worn out, I need somebody to talk to. You can't even talk to yourself. You're going to sober up, I'm going to talk to you in the morning. Amen. Or see you in church. Does that mean I don't love you? No. Amen. I love you. Amen. I'm there for you. And I'm believing God to stand with you. Amen. So how many of you are going to walk with these people with wisdom? How many are you going to walk with people with wisdom? Amen. And every once in a while, wisdom is, would you like to do some mind renewal stuff, brother? What can you give up so that you're able to do this? Amen. Well, no, I'm not talking about your ministry side, because you just can't keep adding stuff on and adding stuff on and adding stuff on. You know, you got to give up something in order to do something. Amen. And I know your heart is for evangelism in that area. Amen. I'd like you to do mind renewal. Is that all right? Can y'all show up to church on time when he comes to church? He doesn't usually have to go to work on Sundays until, what, 10? You usually leave at 10. So if you meet him at 9, would you like to? Is that okay? If they meet you at 9 and y'all just go through, don't be talking about a bunch of, you just give the word.
Okay.
Amen. And don't get worn out. You find yourself getting exhausted and going through stuff. Amen. It's not God. Leave it alone. Amen. You're there to give them the word and to give them encouragement when you hear certain things. And a lot of times when you hear the devil's lie, you know, the devil lies to people. That's how he gets them. After they leave here, the devil's going to try to lie to them. So it takes a strong believer that knows the truth. That's going to have to counteract what the devil said. No, this is what Jesus said. You don't have to argue what Jesus said. Amen. You just say what Jesus said. Don't ever argue with the devil. Just speak the word. Somebody say hallelujah. And you'll make it all the way. How are you glad that Richard's back in church?
Hallelujah.
And went out there and got another one. Glory to God. I tell you what, that's some ministry. Isn't that a way of getting over on the devil? Amen. I mean, he had a way of kicking the devil's butt. You see, the devil is so stupid. He think he's pulling one out and wearing one out, and they go out there and become an evangelist. Somebody say hallelujah. I mean, he had a rough time, went out there and won a soul in the roughest state. Amen. What about us? Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you. You hold on. You have to hold on.
You have, somebody say, you. Everybody say, we're finished. You. But you've got to realize that. Somebody say, well, if you don't have the ability to hold on, you're just not going to hold on. Then we're going to encourage you with the word of God and be here for you. Amen. Whenever that door is open, amen. But the individual is responsible to do that. This is what you got to do in order to stay in church. This is what you got to do to stay in church. I don't care what is, you've got to learn to do this. And if you don't know how to do this, you're going to be in trouble. That's as easy as it is. You hear him say, you got to learn no matter what you're going through. Nobody's going to come and do it for you. Amen. Or go through all those changes. You have got to learn when the devil is on your back to swing the leg over and get your butt up and there. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. And if you can just practice that. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Practice that. Just rolling out and making it happen, even when you don't want to. Somebody say, through the process of time, you'll be restored. And this time next year, you'll be delivering somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. Why don't you stand up and bless the Lord? Amen. Give God glory. Give God glory. Give God glory. God loves you people so much. God, yes. Yes. God loves you people so much. And God said, you better let me bless you. He said, you better let me bless you. See, there's a lot of people that get demonically oppressed because they haven't let God bless them. A demon sitting in the place where your blessing's supposed to be. Somebody say hallelujah. So you better let God bless you. You better let God bless you and receive the word of prosperity and receive the word of faith. Amen. You will not be shaken from your place. These are just shaking devils. I'm going to tell you that in this season. This is just a short thing. These are just terrified devils that know. They know the signs of the times almost. Amen. And they can tell that God's about to do something. And they're just shaking the branches, people. It's demonic, people. It's demonic. Every devil that you could think is. They're just shaking the branches. Don't you buy into it. You better hold on. You better hold on. Do you hear what I'm saying? You better hold on and win this time. Thank you, Father. Everybody say, I am an overcomer. Totally free. Totally redeemed. Totally influenced by the peace and presence of the Holy Ghost. I'm overcoming. I'm beautiful because of what God has done within me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you love me. You love me, Jesus. You love me, Jesus. You love me, Jesus. You're not upset with me. You're not mad at me. Glory to God. You're not prodding me. You're not pushing me, beating me, forcing me, going through all these other changes. Nor are you convicting me or condemning me. If you hear any negative, condemning word, I'm going to tell you what. It is not God in this hour. It's a devil. Amen. And you better watch out for it. Anybody coming up against you with inadequacy or any of those things, it is the devil and it is not God. Even religiously, don't receive it in this hour. God loves you and he cares about you and everything is all right. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Watch out for the devil. Because what that does, it weakens your relationship with God and distances you from God and from his power. And that's a trick of the enemy. You're not doing this right. You're not doing that right. Amen. So you can't be in relationship with God. So when you do need to believe God for power, for help, you don't even have confidence in your own faith or in your own power. That is the devil. Guilt and condemnation, amen, is never of God. It's a trick of the enemy. Somebody say hallelujah. Defeat it this time. Amen. Now, if the Holy Ghost convicts you, you better pay attention to it and be smart. Amen. I've been pretty bold lately, and y'all been pretty bold lately about handling things. Amen. We're going to handle it boldly, but don't. But you have to be free. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. And give him victory for these wonderful people.
Thank you, Jesus.
And encourage the people. And encourage the people. Somebody say, it's going to have to be God. Because Pastor Rob will fail. Jesse will fail. Kathy will fail. And whoever think they could do better, they'll fail too. It's going to have to be God. It's going to have to be God. So you better put your faith and confidence in God. Hallelujah, that will hold them together. Some say, only you, God, can fix this situation.
and you have. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Didn't we have a good time tonight? It's 9:30 and we're done. There is no church on Friday night because the women are going to Joyce Meyer. Amen. And isn't that a trip? Lord, help us. Jesus, the women are going to Joyce Meyer, and I believe the men can go too. You know, you just show up there and you can go if you want to. Amen. Just don't be in sin. But we get to be in church on Sunday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Right, and the Holy Ghost is moving. We're going to have a great time. Amen. Everybody be open to what the Lord is doing. How many of you glad about people showing up for church now? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Look at God, and God's going to do it again. Amen. So don't forget. Amen. If you haven't sowed tonight, sow something, especially when we're not having a Friday night service. Amen. Help us out. Amen. So that we know that everything's taken care of, because I believe we're just going to believe the Lord and do some great things this week. Amen. Put on some good music. Amen. And we'll see y'all Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Their foundations class, I don't know when that's starting back up, but the mind renewal class. Amen. Gloria, you going to help T with that? Okay. Amen. All I want you to teach T is that God loves you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't she doing good? How you doing, Kathy Bathy? How you doing, baby girl? How y'all doing? Amen.